Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, Nurse Sarah Kearns is in studio with me, and the subject matter that we will be discussing, it just might make your skin crawl a bit, because we received this email to jen@rte.ie during the week from an anonymous listener looking for some answers. So I'm just going to read what I'm actually scratching myself. Like, I can't help it.
I feel like a lot of topics I talk about on this show like make you itch.
Why, Sarah? Why? Okay, let me read the email. So it read, I was wondering if you could speak about scabies this week with Nurse Sarah. My child's creche had an outbreak of scabies and it has spread through the whole family. Everyone's been driven mad with the itch and we have used a cream provided by doctors, but it hasn't made much of a difference. Would Sarah have any recommendations or advice on this? Now, I hear the word creche, and because I have a little guy in creche, I freak out.
You're going to be listening.
I really freak out. So, do you know what? Let's just start at the basics here by explaining what scabies is.
Well, one of the things I'd say about scabies is it's everywhere at the moment. I was talking to one of my friends, Catherine, who's a dermatologist, and she was saying yesterday she is just hearing so much about it. So brace yourself for my first sentence. It's not an infection, it's an infestation. Right. So Aristotle used to refer to it as lice of the flesh. And what
Stop.
It is. So they're little tiny, like minuscule, like you can't see them to the naked eye, but bugs, right, that crawl on your skin. They then mate, and then the dad dies as soon as they mate. The mother then burrows into, it's your epidermis, you have a dermis, epidermis, just underneath the top layer of your skin, burrows down, lays the little eggs, the larvae, they turn into mites, and the cycle of life keeps going on. So it takes
Are they living under your
they're
skin?
They're literally living and burrowing under your skin. Now, they move really, really slowly. They only move up to like half a millimetre a day. They're like absolutely microscopic little things. So they burrow down, and when I say itch, there's a couple of things you can, so the rash looks like, you know, like a heat, it's more like pimply, it's like tiny red dots, like pinhead. Red dot rash is the typical one. There's kind of three different types, but the most common one is this rash. But what is so distinctive about scabies is that it's the itch. It's like you can get these silver lines, a little red dot on top. You can see, like, imagine them burrowing, and you can see the little white raised lines as they burrow down. And that can be, but that's not always been able to be seen, but it's the itch. So you can be itching like absolutely crazy, and you're like, why is my skin itching? And for up to 4 weeks before you even get a rash. So the itch is so distinctive, right? So that can often, like most of the time, it's the itch between the webs of the fingers, along the wrists, elbows, ankles, trunk, generally not on the head, more along the body. They crawl from person to person. So how it's spread, right? You can also, well, it's skin-to-skin contact, and it only takes about 10 minutes of skin-to-skin contact. And that's why things like creches are really common. Student accommodation, massively, because they can live, it's 10 minutes. So imagine if you look on sexualwellbeing.ie, I'm always going on about this website, it's part of something to consider if you have that, to consider that you may have got it from a sexual encounter.
Can I ask, if they're living under your skin, how do you get rid of them?
So treatment, that's the only thing that'll get rid of them, right? So
do you pee them out?
No. You put on an ointment and a cream. So if you get this itch, you mightn't always see the rash. The rash is really distinctive, right? If you get this itch and maybe you might hear in that, oh, your child is in creche, and you might hear the word scabies knocking around, go to your pharmacist, you get an ointment, and it's really interesting. You basically read the most important thing. It's funny, if you actually look into this at all, what they'll say with the treatment is a cream, and basically you put it on your body, but you put it on overnight. So they'll say to you, read the instruction. That's the most important thing. So first port of call is your pharmacist and say, listen, I have this itch, I don't know what's going on, it's really distinctive, or a rash, maybe you can see these little white lines, whatever it is, okay? And go to your pharmacist and say, listen, I have, and they'll have a look, they'll prescribe this, but just have it's over the counter, I mean, it's not prescribed, but you basically have a look at the instructions. So the idea is that you put it on overnight, and it needs this cream, you cover your whole body in it, but it needs to be left overnight. So you put it on, you leave it for sort of 8 to 12 hours, depending on the instructions. Then you can wash it off, and then you reapply after a week. But here's the most important thing. These little mites pass from skin to skin, 10 minutes contact, but they also can live off your body for up to 72 hours. So if one of my children came home and said, "Mom, I have itch," or whatever, okay, and I may have heard that in school that there's a bit of scabies, okay, what I would do is pharmacy, get ointment, get my treatment sorted. They, you need to kill the mites, right? The mom mites stop them laying more eggs. Yes, I know. And you need to wash your bed sheets. So I, as a rule, I love your face because your little one is so young, but it's like, oh, wait till you see. I, as a routine, wash all of my bed sheets at 60 degrees. Like, I just, because that's going to get rid of head lice. It's going to get thread worms. That's another topic.
So we
can definitely itchy bums at night. The itching from scabies as well really amplifies at night. And after actually hot showers, so if your skin is warm, your skin gets a bit looser and it actually can, the burrowing can start, and that's why the itching can get worse after showers. Wash it and cut nails, cut the fingernails, make sure that clean hands, and then think about what you're doing. So maybe a playroom, hoover. If you have a couch, hoover down. Think about the 72 hours. So you might leave pillows maybe outside or in it or somewhere else just for 72 hours and not use them, or whatever you need to on the couch, hoover everything so that you pick up all the mites.
What about when you put the, I just need to understand this, when you put the cream on, okay, and you leave it on overnight,
yeah,
I'm assuming that sinks into your skin and kills them.
Yeah.
So where they're just
they're dead now.
Dead animals under your skin.
Yeah. But they're microscopic, so don't overthink
it.
I know. So they basically die. They'll fall out. They'll basically fall out. It's only in the very top surface of your skin.
They'll fall out of my skin again.
Yeah, yeah. They'll die and they'll just disappear. And they're in the very, very top layer of your skin. Now, the itch can drive you absolutely demented with scabies.
Is it worse than chickenpox?
No, kind of similar to chickenpox. Yeah, but do you know, like, this is the thing, and actually the risk of all of this. So just say, so scabies isn't going to be lethal. It's not going to kill you. But what can happen if you think about dirty fingernails with kids scratching in your sleep? You can get infections from scratching. That's why cut nails, keep hands really clean. So you need to, that's one of the risk factors. The other thing is, there's another thing called scabbed rabies. Scabies. But basically, you can see it with people maybe who are immunocompromised, maybe, people maybe in kind of more difficult situations, that it builds up and it's basically crusted skin and they can be really infested with them. So go to your pharmacy, get the over-the-counter, put the ointment on, have a shower, wash it off, but it needs to be reapplied. Follow the instructions about a week. Generally speaking, the treatment is the week after. Calamine ocean can help. Also, if where appropriate, an antihistamine might help. They're all over the counter. Okay. You can ask your pharmacist. But if after 4 weeks after the second treatment, their itch and the rash can go on and on and on, even though the mites are dead and you've been treated, it can go on and on and you can get reinfected. I know.
So you're not painting an optimistic picture.
I'm really not. So it's about tackling this on head on, right? So do wash all the bed sheets, strip the kids' bed sheets, your sheets, all of them, 60 degrees. Over 50 degrees in the wash is going to kill them, right?
Okay.
So wash your bed sheets, then hoover down everything. Where maybe you're sitting on a couch, back of the head, whatever it is, back of your neck, against the house, wherever the hot spots are in your house, make sure to hoover them. Get the treatment on and then you're laughing. Then you'll get rid of them.
Why do I associate scabies as something from years and years ago?
I know it would have been around for so long, but if you think about, we would have thought about it, about the tenements and things like that, where maybe washing of laundry wasn't as common in, and access to hot washes, people sleeping, maybe sharing beds, using, you know, that sort of thing, couple of kids in beds, close contact, smaller houses, all that sort of stuff. So it's been around for forever, like.
And has it always been something that just is amplified in creches?
Yeah, creches or like student accommodation, nursing homes, care homes, that sort of thing, that people are in close contact, or that linen washing mightn't be like, as you know, as maybe a strategic or effective people, you know, that sort of way, or close contact with people. Like, kids will get it. Kids will get all this stuff so much easier because, you know, if you watch your kids, even when they're colouring, sure, they're leaning their heads into each other. That's why head lice. So these little mites they crawl. They don't jump. So I know either do head lice, they don't jump. They're crawlers too. And they can crawl from person to person. If after, just to bear in mind, this is where the itch is just awful. Scabies is really distinctive by the itch. If you get it calamine lotion, antihistamines. Think, just have a really good conversation, get a really good pharmacist, right? But after, give it 4 weeks after the second treatment. If you are still in and you're like, there's something not right here, go definitely your GP. There's options of things for particular people, not everyone, for like steroids or different creams. So you can go and talk to them, and maybe a dermatologist would be the
next
step.
So you could potentially be scratching yourself for 4 weeks.
Or more. You could potentially be scratching for 4 to 8 weeks before the rash, or you can see the silver. You could.
Can you damage your skin?
Yeah, like from, well, not necessarily. Yeah, I mean, you can. And imagine, you can get people, you know, like maybe scratching and then little breaks in your skin and bacteria gets in. And that's the thing with chickenpox as well, that people can get really big infected pustules because they're scratching and the bacteria gets into your skin. So definitely, like they say, like if it's really small kids, maybe sort of mitts at night, like it's, but it's really hard.
Yeah, I don't know how. How would you stop a child from scratching themselves?
I am meticulous, not about much in my life, but one of the things is cutting my kids' nails. I always have my kids' nails.
Which
really
is also something that I didn't realise was so terrifying until I had a child.
You don't realise, and they're like, just peel them when they're out. I was never able for that. It's that snail nail cutters in Boots that is really good. Do you know, it hasn't got a blade for when they're really small. Actually, I have them in a high chair. I distract them with something in one hand. And that's how I would do. I've a 17-month-old. So that's how I cut his nails. And actually, he'll just tolerate his nails being cut now. I cut my nails around them, and so does Rob. So
I wait until he's asleep.
Yeah, that's another trick.
And then I just go in with the
especially
nail
when
cutters.
They're having an amazing sleep. You know, when they're in a really deep sleep, they'll open their hands and put them up in the air. Have you seen all?
It's so cute.
But still, they could have scabies. So just cut their nails. But honestly, first port of call, just remember that the vacuuming, the sheets, the 72 hours, worse at night and after warm showers is normal, and just to keep an eye on it, and the itching's going to be horrendous. So definitely just talk to your pharmacist. There is options, you know, calamine lotions might really, really help.
I'm now going to think that I have, I'm going to subconsciously, my body is going to start itching. I'm going to convince myself I have scabies. So thanks for that,
yeah,
Sarah.
Yeah, you're so welcome.
Thank you for coming in and talking to us. Nurse Sarah Kearns speaking to us about scabies and what to do if you get them. If you want to follow her on Instagram, what's your handle?
Hands on Health.
Hands on Health.
I'd love to talk to you.
And you can get questions into us at our email address, jen@rte.ie, if you have any for Sarah. Thanks a million, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.